Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Shauna.
And I'm Laura.
And we are friends and writing partners who are pregnant at the same time, so we started a podcast about it.
This week, we've got our weekly check-ins. We've got our special segment, What I Googled This Week, where Shauna asks her search engine, is this normal? Maybe one too many times. And then we've got our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hey, welcome to episode 7 of Big Fat Positive.
Hello, everybody. Why don't we get started with our weekly check-ins? Laura, what do you got for us this week?
Oh, I've got a good one.
Ooh.
I went to Hawaii.
Oh, awesome.
It was the best. I want to go back.
So basically your week was just a one big BFP.
It was. It was a giant BFP. I'm like, oh, Shauna. So we went to Maui, my husband and I, and it was a trip that we actually had been trying to take for about a year and a half. So we went to this fundraiser that had a silent auction. Gosh, it was like over a year ago. And it turns out one of my husband's friends had his condo in Maui up for silent auction. There weren't a lot of people who could really take on those sort of bigger ticket items. So we ended up getting a full week at this really nice condo in Maui for $700.
Nice.
Which is a pretty darn good deal. And it was, and you know, we got to know that our money went to a good cause, which was extra nice. But then we had to schedule it, and scheduling it took forever. And then when I found out I was pregnant, it was like, we got to schedule this soon or else we're never going to go. So we finally figured out a time that we could go, and we went, and we literally did nothing. Like, every day, we went down to the beach, and we sat on the beach all day, read, did a lot of crossword puzzles, and then...
Aw, that's so romantic.
Yeah, that's definitely my version of romance, you know? Like, I don't need... I guess we did go out to, like, a couple nice dinners, but really... It was the best because we didn't do anything. My husband and I are really compatible in that way. We both just enjoy sitting and reading, and we could do it all day long. So that's exactly what we did.
Awesome. So did you consider that your baby moon?
Yes, we were calling it our baby moon, even though it was so early. Because the other part of my weekly check-in is that I'm finally out of the first trimester.
Oh, you planned that trip perfectly then.
Yes, it was our first trimester... baby moon, or end of the first trimester baby moon. So it couldn't have been better, and I just wish we could live there forever. I love Hawaii so much.
That sounds so nice. You guys, I mean, aside from just enjoying the scenery that is Hawaii, you also beat the heat. It was hotter than hell here. It was like 114 degrees. I was just angry all week, basically.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's brutal. That's really, really brutal.
It is. I grew up in Phoenix, and it's like, that's the temps I escaped from when I moved to Southern California. So when it hits that here, I'm just, no, it's not cool. So yeah, you picked the perfect week to go. I'm so happy you guys escaped it and had an awesome time.
It was great. We loved it. Anyway, so tell me about your week.
So I'm starting to feel baby, kicking and flipping and moving. It's like small movements.
How many weeks are you again?
Oh yeah, I'm 18 weeks now.
Okay, and I should say that I was 14 weeks. So even that should be clear. Because I'm out of the first trimester, but should have mentioned that. So, okay, so you're at 18.
So I'm at 18, yeah. And even though, like, I've been feeling, like, little things here and there for a little while, you just never know at the beginning. I don't know if you're feeling anything yet, but I was like, oh, I don't know. Is it just, like, gas bubbles? Like, for some reason, suddenly I feel gas bubbles like I never did before or something. So it probably was the baby, but now it's getting more obvious. And it's so fun and reassuring to just, like, know she's in there, like, twirling and kicking and swimming. And I love it. That makes me really happy.
Aww. That's so cool. So what does it feel like? Like, how would you explain it?
Well, those first ones are just, like, I don't know. Like, maybe, like, there's little bubbles inside. Like, for me, it was pretty low down. Like, lower, like below my belly button, just like little bubbles inside, like popping or something, just like pop, pop, pop. So it's very subtle. You know, I was pregnant with my daughter, so I know how, why is the word violent coming into my head? The kids aren't ever violent, but they're more like, you just feel them more. They're harder as she gets older. But in the beginning, it's kind of just like this little popping, tickling feeling.
Hmm.
So
it's got to be really weird. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm definitely too early to feel any. I think people say, some people say around 16 weeks is about the earliest, but usually for a first child, it's way longer than that, right?
Yeah, I think that's what I've heard too. And even when I went for a checkup like a week ago, the doctor's like, you're not going to feel anything for another week or two, so don't even worry about it. And he was like, you know, because I think women kind of freak out about that. It was a hot topic on my baby board this week. A lot of people are like, I'm not feeling anything yet. Should I be feeling stuff? Blah, blah, blah. And I worry about that stuff too. It's totally common. It'll probably be a little while for you.
Yeah, I'll just have to be patient.
Yeah. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
So our next segment is What I Googled This Week, where we talk about all the secret shames of our Google history. Shauna, I'm really curious, what is in your search bar this week?
All right. I have two, if we have time to just touch on a couple.
Yeah, let's go crazy.
A couple gems. So I'm 18 weeks, and this week I Googled 18 weeks pregnant, butt hurts when sitting. I was like, what? This is crazy. I work a desk job, and so I sit on my butt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had this kind of just like, I don't know. It just feels like, I don't even know. Not even like I hiked a mountain or anything. Just like the pain of sitting on my ass is like insane for some reason.
Is it like pain or like achy? Like dull?
It's like achy. It's not sharpshooty or anything like that. But it's weird because I've never really experienced anything like that. So I'm like, well, obviously it must be associated with pregnancy because every weird new thing is.
Yeah.
So I had to Google it. And I guess like your hip bones down there or something are spreading out. And so it's like stretching things out. And I think you mentioned before the relaxin hormone that's going through your body, relaxing things, probably has something to do with it too. So who knew that sitting on my butt at work could cause me pain while pregnant? Who knew?
Well, so how often do you stand up? That's another good question.
Oh, I don't know, once an hour maybe.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's better than me, honestly.
Really?
So I know because when you have an Apple Watch, it tells you if you've stood for 1 minute out of every hour. And when you get to 50 minutes past the hour, it warns you. It says, like, you still have a chance to stand up this hour. And it totally bugs you. And I can't tell you how many times I've been on deadline and just been like, shut up, Apple Watch. I can't stand up. And it's the saddest thing because you should really be able to stand up for 1 minute out of every hour. But I can't tell you how very infrequently I actually meet my stand goal for the day. So
that's crazy. Well, you don't need an Apple Watch when you have a bladder that's screaming at you to go pee every hour. So there's that.
That's yes. I have been blessed most of my life with a gigantic bladder. Like I was the kid who could last the whole field trip without going to the bathroom. And so I think I have a little bit of an advantage.
Learn something new about your friend every day.
Yeah. My friends would always have to like stop, you know, on road trips and I'd be fine. So I think now maybe I'm easing into average bladder capacity and I'm sure soon it'll be a bigger problem. But yeah.
You know what? That's actually a perfect segue into my second admission of what I Googled this week.
I can't wait.
18 weeks pregnant, pee when sneeze.
Oh,
it's only happened once so far. But of course, the second it happens, I have to ask Google and make sure it's like normal in pregnancy and it's just not me, like my body deteriorating. And it is. It's totally
it's normal. It's
yes, because everything's all the weight's putting more pressure on you.
Just the way you said it, because you said whether it's normal or if it's my body deteriorating, and then the next thing you said is, and it is. So I thought it could be either. So it's
ambiguous
normal.
Ambiguous pronoun.
Yes, that sounds right to me.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure it'll just like happen more often. Like the bigger I get, and the more weight and pressure that's put down there. That's why you got to do your Kegels, okay? That's what I learned too.
Is it Kegels or Kegels? I always thought it was Kegels.
I've heard both, but you know, I've always said Kegels.
Kegels is more fun.
Yeah,
it's got that sharp keyed sound to it. I'm gonna start calling them Kegels.
Kegels. Apparently that'll help with that. So, I mean, I hope you never get there. Apparently you have a bladder of steel. But
oh, God,
if you ever
I just jinxed
get there,
it. Well, I don't know if it's a bladder of steel. It's just large. So maybe it'll be worse. Like, maybe when I sneeze, there will be a deluge.
Yeah.
It's a downside.
I mean, it was just a small trickle when it happened with me. It's not like, you know, there was any Niagara Falls going on or anything.
Oh. That's got to be – was it at work or at home?
Oh, no. It was at home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a harder situation.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so there's my shame. What about you? What did you Google?
Well, I actually have like a whole long list, and I'm just going to go through them real quick. Mm-hmm. And I'll just stop.
That's fun. Okay.
Yeah, but you'll sense a theme. Ready? What I Googled. Hawaiian snapper mercury, mahi-mahi mercury, a'u fish mercury, ono mercury. Basically, I was looking at my history, and it's just like one after another trying to figure out what fish I could eat in Hawaii and not give my baby like low IQ from mercury poisoning.
So what did you discover?
Well, what I discovered is a bummer, basically, which is that, you know, I knew some basics. I knew that, like, the smaller the fish, the less mercury, most likely. That's sort of a general
sardines
rule.
For the win.
Sardines, exactly. A good rule. But, you know, do you know what mahi-mahi, like, what the size of a mahi-mahi is? I don't.
No.
Only, like, a fillet. Like, I don't know what it looks like swimming in the ocean. Like, and in Hawaii, they have all these fish that have Hawaiian names. And so then you have to, like, first figure out what the like non-Hawaiian name is, and then figure out if it's like a'u and ono. Like, you have to figure out what they actually are, what their equivalent is, and then figure out if there's mercury, because those aren't listed in like the FDA's list or whatever, or the ocean safe list. So what I found out was, you know, tuna is basically the worst because they're huge, you know, like swordfish, tuna, tilefish, those are really very high in mercury. Mahi-mahi apparently was sort of in the medium range. There was one that was okay. I think ono was also in the medium range. But basically what I figured out was most people recommend, like, you limit your consumption. And so I realized, yeah, I basically could have two servings of mahi-mahi while I was in Hawaii for a whole week. So I had to be kind of, I had to plan it. Basically. And it was a bummer because, you know, there's so much good fresh fish there, and you just want to eat it all. But there's definitely seems to be a consensus that mercury is not great, and that mm-hmm. it, you know, builds up. And, you know, it's one of those things, too, where I think I was willfully ignoring mercury content in fish as a non-pregnant person. Like, you know, I would go get sushi and just be like, it's, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's fine. But now that I've been doing all this research, I'm like, well, fuck. Like, mm-hmm. Like, it's not just during pregnancy that I should only have mahi-mahi once a week. It's, like, all the time. And
yeah, I gotta say, though, I don't eat fish very much. I mean, I like it, and I like sushi, but, I mean, I probably have fish and or sushi maybe once a week. Are you a big fish person?
Well, in Hawaii, I was. No, I think that I, you know, once a week is usually pretty typical for me, like, on a normal time. And, you know, there's something like salmon, you can have basically as much as you want, according to the guidelines.
But it's just a lot of salmon.
Yeah. But, you know, I love a tuna salad sandwich. I love, like, a tuna melt. And tuna is one of the worst. And there's mixed guidelines. Like everything is all so wishy-washy, right? So some people say that albacore is bad, but like chunk light tuna is fine. And some people say that's not true, that all tuna is bad. And then some people say Mercury's not even that big of a deal. Like, I think that book Expecting Better said that, you know, if you were to eat a lot of high mercury fish, it might lower your child's IQ by like 2 points. So it's unclear exactly how bad it is, but it's one of those things where it's like, well, I just can't justify, you know, like when you know the information and you know that it's bad, you just don't know how much, it's like, well, then I guess I just am gonna eat something else, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's other delicious food choices, so.
There are many, many delicious food choices, so. Anyway, so that was what I Googled. Every single type of fish you can imagine, plus mercury.
You're being a very careful mama. Good job.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Let's move on to our BFPs and BFNs. Laura, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, so I have been struggling with finding a good prenatal vitamin. I'm still, you know, I'm mostly out of my nausea with my morning sickness, my all-day sickness, but I still have little bouts of it. In Hawaii, it was sort of coming and going. And so one of the big triggers of it was the massive horse pills I had to take for my prenatal vitamins. And I just couldn't deal with taking them anymore. And it could have just become an aversion. Like, it's possible that the brand I had was fine, but it became like a massive aversion for me. So when I was in Hawaii, I actually bought a couple different kinds of prenatal vitamins trying to find one I liked. Mm-hmm. And so I have a BFP because my big fat positive this week is that I finally found a prenatal vitamin I can handle.
Ooh.
And I think actually you're the one who recommended this to me. You told me to get the gummies.
I was going to say, you got to go gummy.
I finally found a gummy. I got the one a day prenatal care gummies, whatever they're called. And then I realized there's no iron in them. So I just take an iron supplement separately.
Oh, good idea. Those are small.
Yeah, they're like small. They don't have any smell. They're super easy to take. That's the thing. The thing is, I've always been really good at taking meds. Like, I have no problem taking pills, taking even big pills, but there was just something, the kind that I was originally using, a friend had recommended, and they looked great. They probably are really good for you. They're all organic and, like, you know, derived from the best plant materials and blah, blah, blah. But they were gigantic horse pills, and they weren't, like, coated. So if you had them on your tongue for more than a second, they started, like, dissolving a little bit. Ew. They kind of had, like, a fishy smell. It was just, ugh, it's making me feel sick.
Gross.
So I just have to say, if you're struggling with this like I was, just get the damn gummies and just look and see. Like, my gummies don't have a lot of calcium because I think there's certain things that make gummies taste bad or they're hard to put into gummy form. So, like, mine don't have a ton of calcium or any iron. So I supplement with iron. And the truth is that I have such bad heartburn and I take Tums like they're candy all day. So I get plenty of calcium that way. So that's how I'm doing it. And I'm very happy.
That sounds like a good combo. I'm so glad. I did gummies the whole first trimester, and then I ran out, and I had, like, some old horse pills, like, left over from some, you know, from before. And I was like, I guess I'll just start taking these. And now that I'm in my second trimester, I'm fine. I'm fine with the big horse pills. Yeah, I'm back on them. It's fine. I'll just use those. But it's fun, gummies, too, because it's kind of like a candy treat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a treat.
I don't know. They appeal to the kid in me.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I take mine at night now, too, so that kind of helped. But yeah, it's like a treat at the end of the day. I don't dread taking them, you know, mm-hmm. which is nice. Anyway, yeah. Cool. So what do you have for us? You got a BFP or BFN?
I have a BFN this week.
No.
It's not really a big deal. It's just a struggle. I'm having a lot of difficulty with nursery inspiration.
Oh.
For my first daughter, I was so excited to do her nursery, and, like, my favorite colors I put together in a combo that just, like, I loved her color combo and found, like, wall decals and had all this energy to paint, and I painted a dresser. And, I mean, I was just so into it. And this one, I'm coming up blank even on ideas of what to do. I think because my daughter's color combo is like a teal turquoise kind of mm-hmm. color, like that blue, and like a very vibrant pink and white, like, and then with like a gray rug, like gray accents. And I just love it. I don't know. I see that color combo and it makes me so happy. And I can't think of any other color combos that I like. Like, what other colors do you do for a little girl? Like purple? I don't know. I'm just not into purple. I'm not really into...
Is there a reason it needs to be different?
I think just for my own neuroses. I don't want it to be the same. I think it will bother me if it's the same. I can use some of the similar colors in there, but not like... My daughter has like whole accent walls that are like the teal and...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to mirror that in the new room. I want to, also for my creative side, I want to feel inspired to do something different and fun and cute.
Well, I'm going to send you this thing I use when I'm designing for web pages and just in general when I'm looking for color inspiration. It's a color palette generator.
Ooh, yeah. Send it to me.
I'm going to send that to you. And the cool thing about it is that if you find a color you like, you can lock it. And so I think there are five or six big the colors just full screen next to each other. And if you find a color or two that you like, you lock those and those will stay on your screen. And then you can just keep hitting refresh. And there's all these little like things you can set to try to tweak them. But it's pretty cool. I'm going to send that to you.
Oh, that's fun. Is it like a website, like a link mm-hmm. we could share with our listeners too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be sure to put it in the show notes. You go to bigfatpositivepodcast.com, it will be there. Yeah, it's fun. And it's very aesthetically pleasing and I really like it. And I'm sure I think there's some like color theory behind it, why they generate the colors they generate. So.
Ooh, fun. Well, hopefully I'll be on my way soon. Because, I mean, I love, like, looking at stuff on Pinterest and pinning boards. And I just love going down that rabbit hole. And I'm just feeling uninspired right now and kind of bummed. So maybe that'll give me a kickstart.
You got a lot of time.
Yeah, in theory. But it's like I work during the week and I only have so many weekends left, you know, to, like, think and plan and get ready. And I just feel like the clock is really ticking on me. I'm getting nervous.
Oh, man. Well, here's the other thing. If your daughter ends up in a room that is not a Pinterest-worthy room, she will still be a happy baby.
I hope so. I don't know if that's the truth, Laura. I don't know.
Well, I'm like, I haven't even really thought about it because we live in a two-bedroom house and the second bedroom right now is my office. So I can't really do much to the office future nursery because I need my office. So like, I haven't even crossed that bridge. Like I haven't even thought about that. So you're ahead of me.
Okay. I mean, it's true when they're newborn. You have them, at least I did with my daughter, had her in the bassinet in our room for a couple months anyway. So there's extra time.
Yeah. You got lots of time.
Yeah.
Having seen what you came up with for your first daughter, I know that your second daughter is going to have an adorable room that we will all be jealous of.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. I appreciate it.
Anytime, friend. So I think that's our show.
Yeah, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to tell us what you Googled this week or your BFPs or BFNs, be sure to visit us on social media. Laura, where can our listeners find us?
Yeah, so we have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BFP Podcast. We're also on Facebook. We have a community page for Big Fat Positive Podcast. So that's where you can find us.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and rate and review. Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager. Wait, should I do this one?
Wait, no, because you did the check-ins.
You introduced check-ins.
No, you did.
I did?
Yeah, because I went first.
Okay.